The true sign of intelligence is not knowledge, but imagination. Albert Einstein. Hello, how are you doing, Mrs. Nicknam? Great topic, visualization, creative visualization. And it's all about achieving goals and learning different stuffs. So you talked a lot about this and you gave lots of ideas about this, how to practice that. And you mentioned that in order to be successful, we need both aspects of our life, mental and of course physical. But mostly people don't work on mental part, mental aspect of our life. So as a result of that, we fail to improve and reach to happiness, unfortunately. So the things that you mentioned was very appealing to me in a lot of a way because I read a little bit of the book Mastery, and there Robert Greene talked about this, and I translated the book. In that book, the writer talked about imagination, imagining your goals and think about positive things. And you know, because when we imagine things, our subconscious mind, as a result, all of us know that our subconscious mind is much more powerful than our conscious mind. Maybe 80% of our knowledge comes from our subconscious mind because it's very powerful. And what I like to say is that we have to work on that. And in that book, the author said, if you think about positive thing, and if you imagine that I must be careful for this day, I have to be successful, and make some specific points and say that, okay, I want to improve myself over the course of 1 month, and I want to learn about maybe 50 vocabularies in this month. As you said, start very simple. So we are giving this vision, we are giving this thing to our mind that we have to improve, and 50 words is enough to improve for just 1 month. And as a result of that, we can see ourselves improve in the future, and we will be motivated to go forward and learn and learn and learn. So you talked a lot about this, and I don't have much to say about this, but I read a lot of articles about imagination, visualization. And as you mentioned, and of course the first quote was from Albert Einstein, as you can see that he mentioned imagination. He said that the knowledge, the true sign of intelligence is not the knowledge, but imagination. So it means that even Albert Einstein used imagination and visualization in order to improve himself. So why not us? He was a genius, and we can be a genius if we want. So there's a reason that we are not genius in some cases. I'm talking about myself. You know, because we are too focused to be regular. And the regular people usually do regular things. So as a result of that, they fail to improve and be geniuses, successful people, and different things. So at first, we have to say, okay, let's do this. Let's imagine our goal. Let's see ourselves in the situation and set our goals on that. And then we will improve. We will be successful. We will be genius. If we tell ourselves that, we will be. So, as you mentioned, thank you so much. Great topic. I loved it very much. And, of course, great profile picture. Allah. It's very beautiful. It's very beautiful. And thank you so much because of the great recording. And I look forward to hear more from you, and see you.